Mr. Chairman, the UK aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. I would also like to make some comments in a national capacity. In the interest of time, I will reserve comments on specific weapons and protocols for the relevant agenda items. The UK attaches great importance to the CCW as a forum which brings together states with differing national security needs and concerns and balances military necessity with humanitarian concerns. It is vital that diplomatic and military expertise are drawn together in the CCW to discuss weapons which may be deemed excessively injurious or that have indiscriminate effects. Modern conflict is complex, congested, and cluttered. The current operational environment is increasingly characterized by non-state actors operating in towns and cities, with civilians often the targets or accidental victims of conflict. As a result, we have seen increasing reports and allegations of the indiscriminate use of many weapons, from IEDs to incendiary weapons, against civilian populations. This is deeply concerning. Deliberately targeting civilians or causing civilian casualties through the indiscriminate or disproportionate use of any weapon violates international humanitarian law. The UK condemns such attacks. These concerning reports of civilian suffering underscore the importance of universalisation of the CCW and full implementation to prevent further harm to civilians. The CCW is the right forum to continue to affirm and reinforce the principles of IHL, which help limit the ways, means, and ends of warfare. We warmly congratulate all those that have recently acceded to the Convention, specifically Lebanon and Afghanistan. And I note here that the UK continues to keep its ratification of Protocol 5 under review. We urge all states already party to abide by their obligations, and we encourage all states who are not yet party to accede without delay. Mr. Chairperson, moving on, I wish to raise the challenging financial situation of the CCW this year. The failure of states to pay their dues meant that the related meetings of the CCW planned for April and then August were both cancelled. This was highly disappointing. The funding crisis cannot continue. Whilst the UK welcomes the recent payments by some states, we stress that all parties who have not yet done so should comply with their financial obligations as swiftly as possible. We cannot allow financial constraints to undermine the important work of the CCW. The UK looks forward to discussion on this issue and hopes to agree a set of financial rules which will ensure lasting sustainability of the Convention and prevent further cancellations next year. Thank you.